last week on Discount Heroes.
Y'all just hunker down there. We're going to move into this middle island and see if we can figure something out, and then we'll come grab y'all.
I say that we each take one out. Who wants the first one?
Carpenter seems pissed.
Like a magical sphere kind of forms up around him out of the shadows. He's still standing where he was.
Oh, fuck, Nox, that's not good.
Fly out and grab him and bring him back here.
The creature doesn't move or take actions this turn.
Dimrock sneaks behind Thrasher and comes in from the side with his sword of subtlety.
And he digs into this creature's flesh, his acidic mandible coatings burning through it as it falls limp.
Y'all want to fly? Thrasher, you got your carpet?
I'm ready to rock.
Look, guys, I think I got a way to get them all out. And Dimrock dives straight down into the water. I'm going to toss my bag on the shore. Everybody climb into here.
Carpenter, do you know where somewhere safe we can land? Somewhere secret?
Maybe they didn't attack the other island. Maybe there's still more there.
As you approach, you can see figures standing on the shore.
We're some cool guys approaching. Friends, I'm Nox. Call me Helper.
We'll bring you to Sage. Sage can explain.
At the center of a chamber sits a small trident, barely 2 feet tall, with a bulbous round head, wearing a wizardly robe.
I have watched you approach. I felt you coming.
Welcome to Discount Heroes!
How's everybody doing tonight also?
No, we're not doing that. We never leave it. Just do it.
No, this is your chance to get the terrible things you're about to say out of the way now.
Jared, turn your camera on.
I'm saving my terrible thing.
I'm doing a bit. Aaron, I insist.
We're keeping it for the episode. It's going to be a rough one.
Let them spill out, please. All right.
Dump them out.
Look, Jared, if I have to be on camera looking like I got cooked in an oven, you got to turn your fucking camera on.
I will, as soon as it's time to reveal the bit. Why is this a me thing? Why am I the only one getting shit here?
Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Go ahead, Tyler, and then I'm going to crush you with my words. Say it, whatever it is.
It was going to be about your tiny penis. All right, Brent, take it away. It's just a bit.
Would you like to crush him real quick, Jared?
I like that. That was good.
Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character and story-driven real play podcast. We're a group of 5 friends who've known each other for 16 plus years. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent. I'm the DM. We got 4 players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
Yo, this is Tyler. I'll be playing Copes, the Circle of the Stars Druid.
This is Aaron. I'll be playing Dimrock, the Tiefling Bard.
This is Jared playing the part. This is you.
Was that the bit?
It wasn't worth it, Jared.
Just a little one.
And this is Matt, and I will be playing Nox Longfoot, the Gnome Wizard. But you can call me Problem.
Don't say Jew.
Because that's what I am.
Oh.
I don't know. Something with tridents. I don't know. There's something there. Think about it hard.
Is the bit that you're naked, Jared?
That's what I was saying, dude.
It's just a bit. Don't worry. You'll see.
Okay. I'll see your bit later.
Yeah.
He's trying to get hard. That's what I was going to say, but I said I shouldn't say it. Take it out. Take it out.
You guys should really take that one out for Tyler.
All right, I have a question for everyone. My question is, what is the biggest mess that you ever made?
Set a lake on fire, killed a bunch of fish.
Oh, no.
We talked about that yesterday.
That was a mess.
One time in high school, well, in middle school, the line, I think I already told this story.
Where you clogged the...
I didn't clog it.
Made the water pour out of the urinal.
Yeah, I shot it everywhere, but it made a huge mess. I mean, that janitor was just mopping and mopping and mopping.
You were a monster.
He's mopping away, dude.
What's up with the fire lake, though?
I want to change my answer.
Okay.
My life. Giant mess.
It all started when I set that lake on fire.
I have three kids, so that's definitely up there. But I'm going to go with one day at work. I don't remember the story that well because I think it was mostly sheer panic. I know Jared was there. I don't remember exactly what job we were doing, but it involved some sort of really high grade adhesive. And I had it in like a 5 gallon or a gallon bucket. And I was putting the lid back on. It was in a paint can.
Oh.
And I set it on the side of the truck. And when I opened the tailgate, it fell and hit the tailgate and splattered all over.
It was so bad.
If I didn't have sunglasses on, I would be blind because it across my face, through my hair. We were an hour away from home. We immediately had to jump in the truck. First, I went to the pool bathroom there. I'm trying to wash it off of my skin, my hair. It's not coming up.
Yeah, because it's paint.
Yeah, well, it was like, it was for an underlayment.
No, it was adhesive. It was like...
It was like a glue.
Oh,
it was roll-on adhesive. Oh, no.
It was so bad, dude.
Yeah, and I got home, and I was going home to shave my head because I couldn't get it out of my hair. And I got in the shower. Nothing was working until I got a can of WD-40, and that started taking it out.
I was just about to say.
So I showered with like 32 ounces of WD-40 and finally got it all off me. So that was fun.
Bet your joints all worked better, though.
I sprayed WD-40 in a paint shop one time and got yelled at by Chris.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't do that.
That's like really bad, right?
It is so bad. Spray WD-40 like 100 feet away from the paint booth and it can fuck up a paint job inside of it.
Yeah, he yelled at me.
Oh, damn.
I got two that are both at work. The first one I don't really think was my fault, but I got into a car. It was like a 80s Impala, I think. And I started it and a little bit of smoke came out of the vents and then a little more smoke. So I cut it off and I'm sitting there and smoke just keeps coming out. So I ran in the office and was like, hey, fire, somebody help me. And my boss ran out with a crowbar and broke the dash off of it and put the fire out with a fire extinguisher.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Was that your fault?
I don't think so, really. I just started the car right to move. And then the other one was probably kind of my fault, where I cranked a car up and it didn't want, like, the engine just kept not starting all the way up. So I was giving it a little gas and, you know, that was working, but then it kept dying. So I gave it a little more gas, not realizing how much smoke was pouring out of the back of this thing. And my painter came running out and like banging on the window of the car. He was like, hey man, stop. And I got out and basically the whole paint shop was just full of smoke. It looked like there was a fire. There wasn't though.
How many cars have you lit on fire?
I signed a DNA.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, NDR. Damn it.
I hit a car with a bus one time when I was working at the body shop.
You did do that.
I called Shelly on the walkie-talkie, and she's like, hey, do you need help? You need a spot backing that bus up? I was like, not anymore. I know exactly where it is.
Wish you had called a few minutes earlier.
All right.
That was a pretty good mess.
Pretty big mess.
I don't know if we ever told it, but our truck got hit by a bus one time while we were working, and we were not in the truck. We were in the office. It was parked. And somehow the bus hit the ladders on the back of our truck. The cop came by. He was like, so who was driving? You were driving? I was like, no, I was inside. He was like, oh, he was driving. I said, no, he was inside. He was like, who was driving? I was like, nobody was driving the truck. It was parked. He was like, how did the bus hit it? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, this cop could not understand.
That's why you're here.
A lot of the people in this room, I don't think I knew Matt then. Maybe I did. I had a party at my parents' house, and...
I love this story.
There's two different times, I believe, actually. So we spent all day. We were there for like 2 days, I feel like, max. And we made an incredible mess, made every pound of bacon that my parents had on a griddle in the basement.
How many pounds of bacon did they have?
It was a lot of bacon.
Like 25 pounds of bacon.
The amount of bacon has gone up every year. But so the house is a huge mess. We spend all like the afternoon cleaning it because my parents are coming home at like 4 o'clock that afternoon. And one of two things happened is, one, there was too much garbage for me to reasonably throw all of it away without it being suspicious that there is so much garbage.
So what was our great idea, Brent?
So our great idea was to stash it at the abandoned house across the street until we could retrieve it and dispose of it, you know, at our leisure.
Did that work?
It didn't work because the people who owned the house looked inside and found a pizza box addressed to the house across the street and came over and asked my parents what was going on.
Was you put it inside the house?
We put it on the back porch.
Okay.
It was on the back porch. I mean, it had been abandoned. Like, not abandoned, but nobody had lived there for like 6 years. So they found that. Luckily, my parents were more mad at the thought of me having thrown a party at the neighbor's abandoned house than at the thought of me having a party at our house and just stashing the garbage there. So the other thing was that we spent so long cleaning everything, and then my parents opened the fridge in the basement, and there's an empty box of what, Natty Light, I feel like it was.
Yeah, it was a 30 pack of Natty.
An empty box, yeah.
We cleaned everything so well except that.
And that was what they found first. They were like, huh, what's this, Brent? that's my personal drinking stash, Natty Light.
And you don't even drink.
So both those were pretty big messes.
I don't think they got mad at us, though.
No, they really didn't, surprisingly enough. I guess they thought, I'm not that crazy enough to throw an actual crazy party.
They were proud of you.
Yeah. You're like, oh, man, we didn't think he was that kind of kid. The 22-year-old.
Hey, Brent, can you share those pictures your mom sent you on Saturday?
Okay, you want me to share those?
We don't have to right now, but I would like to put them on the Discord.
Putting them on the Discord is a great idea. My mom has been going through photo albums, so she's been sending me some choice photos. There's a couple in particular. Let's start with...
Edgy Brent.
Aaron, are you drinking wine straight out of the box?
That's how you drink wine, Jared.
Some senior photos right here. Let's see how well you can see it.
That looks like Brett.
That's my favorite one.
Nice.
Oh my god, that is phenomenal.
Is that you?
You like the half moon spectacle type things I got going?
Yeah, I love the hair.
I don't really get what that hair is.
We're hanging out Saturday. Brett's like, she just keeps sending them.
And this is probably, I mean, this is choice Blunder Years material right here.
Nice. So much denim.
I am in the double denim with the jeans right there. And you can't really see it, but I have spiked hair in this photo.
Hell yeah.
And the tips are dyed blonde.
They were not. I was considering it at the time for sure.
I love that. That's top notch right there.
So yeah, I'll share those on the Discord so everyone can enjoy them. All right. Thank you for your answers, everyone.
You're welcome.
I hope you're happy with the messes that you've made.
How do we manage to take one question and turn it into a 15-minute conversation?
Well, there were 3 minutes before the question.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Matt was counting every agonizing moment.
Every fucking second.
He said, I'm too big. This sucks.
This is terrible.
Every moment is agony.
My whole body hurts.
Fucking large.
Okay. So, let's go ahead and begin the game. Last week, our intrepid adventurers formulated something that they called a plan in order to pass by the guards unnoticed by killing one of them.
You always make us sound bad in these.
Because we're bad and we do bad things.
Jared, I didn't ask a question. I was talking to Brent.
It wasn't a question, it was a statement.
Keep it to your fucking self, Jared.
In a slapstick-style fight, our heroes crushed one of the Trident's patrol bugs, with Carpenter, their temporary ally, dealing the killing blow in gruesome fashion. Our heroes then quickly gathered up the remaining groups of the party and crossed the waters to another island, where they were greeted by an awaiting army standing there. While behind them, the other island became a swarm of activity, with vicious insects flying, searching for prey. But upon arriving on shore, our heroes were led to one of the Trident's heroes, Sage, having earned some courtesy due to their helping of Carpenter. And that's where we find ourselves. I believe I had just said, I felt you coming, and then you said...
Oh.
And then you said...
Please get me a towel. we have fun.
I almost want to end the episode there just so next week's recap you can say that again.
Mm-hmm. So I just said, damn it. Now I can't. Now I don't like saying it.
Say it.
I feel uncomfortable saying it now.
What was it? I'm having trouble remembering. I just need to get back into the scene.
Yeah.
Come again. Yeah, I get it.
Say it.
I sensed your presence. I felt you coming.
That was in character.
Okay. Weird way to say that, my dude, but is that a good thing? We're here to try to help.
I have watched you. You do not seem like you want to help. Only.
Why do you think we came here? Just to, like, dick around? We're here to help.
I mean, we are also interested in your font of magic.
You seek the core, but for what purpose?
That's a really good question. any of you guys remember?
Yeah, we're going to turn it off, but not all the way.
It is dangerous to tamper with the font of magic. It is our lifeblood in many ways.
So you don't want us to touch it?
Don't worry, I nailed it first time last try.
It seems you draw chaos wherever you go.
That's fair.
I mean, that's mostly Cope's.
We never really draw it, but man, do we sure find it.
We also, I mean, we find bad chaos and we make it slightly less different chaos. I think.
With a touch of destruction.
And peace.
And love.
But if you are constantly pushed by the waves, do you even control where you are going?
No, we fly.
Yeah, we have an airship.
Fuck the waves.
She just nods. She's like, okay.
There's some weird stuff going on in this world, and it seems these cores, as you call it, or font of magic is what we've called it in other locations. It seems like something's going on with them. It's releasing energy into this world that's messing with it, I guess.
Yeah, the last one we found, we shot it straight into space.
Did we do that?
It went up to the sky.
What's above the sky?
Yeah, he's right. The magic shot into space, right? I remember now. Thought you were talking about the whole castle. I was like, yeah, that imagery has been there. All right. In many ways, the font of magic, as you call it, is the source of our problems. I just worry that perhaps your actions are not entirely your own.
Well, whose are they?
What, like there's like some other people in a different realm just controlling us as if we're made up characters, puppets on a string?
Ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous, but I hope I'm tall if they are.
Making us say whatever they want?
That is exactly the analogy I was going to use.
You're on drugs!
It is worth considering.
All right, let us consider it then.
I have just finished considering.
If you only allow yourself to be pushed by the winds, then you never really are in control of where you go. I got nothing to say to that one.
You gotta hit the thing and then you can control it.
Damn it.
Also, like, a sailboat can turn. You have to use the wind to propel you. You're very focused on the wind.
You gotta consciously direct your efforts to the ends that you want. That's what I'm saying. I was trying to be mystical about it, but yeah, I'm running out of patience here.
We just pissed Sage off.
Look, we have made some questionable choices in the past, and this time we're trying to ask questions first so we don't release evil beings on the world while we try to do good. Not that we've done that. We haven't done that. Hypothetically.
Look, Sage, we haven't formulated a single plan and followed it through all the way yet, and we're not going to start now, all right? It's just Looney Tunes bullshit from here on out.
If you keep talking, I'm going to end up in a gold suit somehow, and it's going to get real wacky in here. Is that the bit?
And you claim to be here to help us, but how can you help?
Well, we already saved one of you. Nobody was helping Carpenter.
It's actually a really good point, Matt.
This is true.
Yeah, and by your own declaration, I mean, you're telling us to just do something random. I mean, should we just leave and just go elsewhere? If we're brought here by the winds of fate and you want us to ignore fate, I mean, are we supposed to just turn around and go?
I just worry that there are others above us controlling. Perhaps we are but pawns.
But pawns?
Perhaps some of us more than others.
I'd be a bishop.
These are strange things happening lately. The hive has changed in ways that we could not have foreseen.
So, does it need to be fixed, or are they good changes?
I wish I could know. I am robbed of my normal mental faculties, cut off.
How do we turn you back on?
If I listen, if I feel the thrum, then I will be changed like the others.
In a bad way.
She looks at the four of you, says, we are a collective. Out of many, one. But still many. Like, we share our thoughts, feelings, not just with ourselves, but with the past. Something is wrong. The core, where the thrum emanates from, it is corrupted. I don't know.
I'll warn you about being vague with us. I mean, we might just take one little thing you say and run with it. You never know. You might want to be direct.
Those of us who hear it now and listen for too long, we are changed. Our bodies are altered. We feel a thirst for predation, violence that has largely faded from our species' memory, now reoccurring, now remembered.
What's it sound like? Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Is that what was making Carpenter so bloodthirsty?
We do not share thoughts like we used to. If we are not listening, we do not know what is happening to others, but this is troubling if this is true what you say.
You gotta let us get to that core.
Yeah, and then tell us what to do with it.
We're pretty ingenuitive. I think we could figure that out.
You're not taking my ram ring.
If it comes to that, I'm not bothering with the talk anymore this time.
Yeah, you're getting belly snatched immediately.
The core is accessed through the central hive in the center of this trio of islands. But the other tritons, the ones changed by the thrum, they patrol constantly. And now they're on full alert from your escape, I imagine. Think you'll find it nearly impossible to infiltrate the way things are.
So, hypothetically, on our way, Which tridents is it totally cool for us to kill?
Hypothetically.
You will know them by their forms. We tridents, we are what we do. Those hurt listening to the thrum are changed. They look violent because they are violent. They look strong because they are strong. And they look deadly because they are deadly.
Thanks, man.
So if we see a sexy looking one...
Finish.
It's because they're sexy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Is there anything that would give us a window? Is there anything about these tridents that might make them leave the core even for a moment? We tried rhino beetles, but that didn't go well.
The hive will quickly respond to threats. They seemingly have been placed into a state of agitation, like a wounded animal or a stalking beast. Like the insects that we descend from, we are quick to protect what is ours. That said, there supposedly is another way to the core, through the oceans.
What?
There is supposed to be an ancient entrance lost to our people, but it is said it is still there, beneath the ocean's currents.
When we were in the water, we could feel some sort of vibration, maybe coming from the island. Is the waters around these islands safe?
Yes, the vibrations calm the great beasts. In many ways, the vibrations are like home to those beasts. They do not seek prey here. However, it is said there are worse things below. As you get closer to the source of magic, things are strange, unstable.
So are we, though.
Many tridents have attempted to find the entrance to the core down below, but has simply floated to the top, having seemingly been crushed.
Can I ask why y'all were looking for it?
It is a part of our history that is lost to us. We have a very long-lived memory. It is perhaps this memory that is our undoing. For even we remember our ancient days of warlike predation. Crustaceans on the sea floor searching for something to kill, something to rip apart. And then she seems to kind of go glaze over, but then she kind of shakes her head and looks at the four of you.
Y'all were crabs?
Crabs, insects, crustaceans, all these things. Our proximity to the font accelerated our development, infused us, made us into what we are.
Okay, well, I think we're gonna find a way to the core. We gotta figure out what's going on. Do you know why there were ships patrolling the island and who these people are?
Yes, there had been troubles among the tridents. Normally we are uniform in decision and opinion. But there was an anxiety, a tension among our peoples. From what I understand, the ships were contracted to find a particular group of individuals that were feared to be the undoing of the Trident's people.
That's us.
Oh.
No. No.
You remember the thing vibrated?
No. That couldn't have been it.
No, he's right. That was us.
No.
No.
Certainly not.
But we're here to help, though.
Yeah. Those. So it wasn't... It was one of the islands that contracted it? It wasn't...
It was the big orb that vibrated when we stood next to it.
Remember it started buzzing?
No, that was one of her sex things. It's fine.
It was one of the first decisions of many that confused many of us.
She's going to gloss over that.
but there were those among our leadership, many of those dead now, having been slaughtered 2 weeks ago. Their knowledge lost to us, with their bodies being shredded into nothing, they cannot recur.
Could they occur again, though, maybe?
Only when this world begins anew, as it has millions of times before.
Hey, Demi, show him that Trident body we got in the bag.
Okay. Oh!
No!
I grab him by the skull and yank him out.
What? Can this one occur again?
We found this. We didn't do it. We found it.
Finders keepers, though. It's mine.
No!
She tries to snatch it.
Try to snatch it.
Do you know this guy?
She looks up upon you in shock. And you're just dangling it, shaking it around.
Well, respectfully. But yes.
How do you know what I'm doing without the camera on?
Oh, wow. Is the bit going to happen yet, Jared?
It's coming.
It's not a bit. He just doesn't want his camera on.
Who is this? Is it?
Pretty sure it's Rick.
But she seems unable to process this. I wish I was with the rest of everyone else. I don't know what to do with this information. How could you possibly have this?
We're pretty sure you love this guy. Reach in and grab the skeleton. Bring him out.
Yeah, we found his girlfriend. Let's pull the skull out.
Yeah.
He had a skeleton lover?
Well, we assumed it wasn't always a skeleton.
Yeah, they were boning.
Oh, my
God. Oh, boo! I loved that. I loved that.
No, the skeleton used to be in a meat sack.
Oh, no! No!
I do not know what to do. I fear you are in great danger possessing this. It is against every custom for you to possess such a thing.
Demi, give it to him.
Okay. I toss the skeleton to her.
The skeleton?
Now you possess it, and you're in danger.
You've got one of ours, we've got one of yours. We're even.
I meant the Trident's corpse, but...
Well, that's what I meant, too.
Okay.
I take the skeleton back. Well, then give this back, then.
I worry more now than ever that there's something pulling the strings on this. It is too convenient for you to have this.
It was extremely inconvenient to get, if that helps.
It was like a whole thing with a worm lady.
Yeah, I had to go back and kill her later.
Do you know who this Trident was?
Rick.
The old one.
Yes, the first Maverick. It is only the recent Rick that uses that moniker. All others have been known as Maverick. But this one was the first. He had a sway over our people that was unlike any other Trident before. We, in many ways, it was like compulsion, coercion. We found that Maverick's will was our own.
That's dangerous. That seems extremely dangerous.
It was, and that is why...
You killed him. You killed Rick.
Not me personally.
But you know who did it, don't you?
Why are you so broken up about this?
We have long memories, like we said. We remember our shame. We remember our fear, and we remember the moment we were freed. But if you have this body now, maybe there is something you can do.
You want us to make it dance? I like swing one of the arms around.
If Maverick could be recurred, then perhaps he could put a stop to this.
Nox, do you still know that spell?
I do, but that's not going to bring his soul back. I think he means, like, with the core, maybe. I hope. Or I'm going to look really stupid. I also have a spell.
No, you were right. That with the core, that's what I meant.
But I can make him dance if you do want that. It seems extremely offensive, so I'm not going to.
I do want to see that, but we don't have time for that. Okay. And it is extremely offensive.
We haven't had time to choreograph anything good either, so.
We'll work on it. Demi, I think we got to put him back in the bag.
I'm already working on it. I'm just shoving him down in the bag.
Okay.
If you return this body to the core, drop it into the font, the memory will return to us. While we are one, our memories are individual, and until those memories are returned to the core, they are lost to us.
We have to throw you all into the core?
All of us eventually will die.
It's not what I asked. So we just throw him in and you get all your memories back.
We will remember Maverick's memories and Maverick will be reborn.
What'll happen to our Rick?
Your Rick?
Flesh boy Rick.
Yeah, you know, cool Rick.
Suspenders, grumpy, can't be contained.
You know, I cannot be contained. You know that guy?
Nothing will happen. His position will be lost, and he will be like any other human.
That's something happening to him.
Oh, that's unemployed. I don't want to make someone lose their job. Can you guarantee he'll have a position still?
He will no longer be one of us. He will no longer have a role to play.
Well, then we're not doing it.
What the fuck would we call him?
Well, guys, maybe we can get him on the ship then. We'll be his rebound.
Yeah, he doesn't really want to be the Rick anyway.
That's his whole job.
Yeah, like you've never quit your job.
Yeah, but he left because he doesn't want to do it. He did it the right way. He just panicked and left and never said anything.
All right, we got to get to this core.
You have a map?
To the entrance that they can't find.
Yes.
Do you have a map of all the places that the entrance is not?
I will allow you to speak with some of our soldiers who have attempted to dive and returned. None of them have found the entrance that you seek, but perhaps they can share some valuable information.
Well, then, what do you mean? None of them have found it. You know that. And you're going to make us go talk to them.
There are dangers that I am not aware of.
Could we specifically speak to Finder and Cartographer, please?
Yes.
Oh, you did the cartographer joke before I could.
No, they are evil and monstrous insects now.
Do you have a guy named Map and you just draw on him by chance?
She just doesn't respond to that.
He burst in and says, I'm a map, I'm a map, I'm a map, I'm a map.
Get out of here, Map.
Okay, well, we'll speak. We'll take any info we can get.
All right, so I'm going to summarize the information that you get talking to him, just so I don't have to talk really slowly for a lot longer or for this whole episode.
Wait, before you do that, Tyler, just say that there's one of them named Google Maps.
Oh, no, that'd be too convenient.
Just say you go talk to Google Maps.
I can't do it. I want to see Brent Flounder.
He's got an iPhone. He's got a Sky phone.
That's pretty good.
Why wouldn't we use MapQuest anyway? I mean...
Did you say a MapQuest joke? Was that what... Did I miss that?
Yes.
That's a good joke.
All right. So, you learn that there are perhaps dozens... maybe 100 or so tunnels or cave entrances beneath the island or beneath the area that the island sort of rotates around. So although the Trident seemed pretty sure that the entrance must be close to where the core is or the, you know, that middle island, they're not 100% sure. They also say that for whatever reason, as you descend deeper, the pressure jumps up an incredible amount.
That's not for whatever reason. That's how pressure works.
Even more than that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know why that could be.
And many Tridents claim that they, as they approach the bottom of the ocean, they suddenly felt compelled to return, and that many of them had reported the same thing, which is the only reason they think it's suspicious. Others have reported seeing visions.
Fishes?
Yeah, fishes and visions.
Oh shit, there's fishes down there?
Yeah, too scary, not going.
All right, well, can you take us there, please?
They point to the ocean.
Okay, guys, it seems like we got two equally terrible options. We either go through the top, where there's people trying to kill us, or the bottom, where there's visions and fishes.
Well, we have to go through the bottom.
For sure, it's the bottom. Plus, you know, beach trip.
I don't know if that's a beach trip.
Beach trip.
I would also like a beach trip.
How are we going to get through underwater? I mean, I know I can go under, and I know Demi can go under.
I mean, I can definitely go under.
Yeah, you can. I guess we can leave the crew here. They'll be safe on the island. There's no reason to bring everybody down underwater.
Yeah, Thrasher can protect them.
No, Thrasher's coming with us. I don't touch fishes. They've got weird scales, so somebody's going to have to touch the fish.
Fantasy world, stop it.
You were the largest man I'd ever seen not want to touch a fish.
Is there some way we could, like, convert the jumpy into a submarine?
A swimmy?
We can't even get the jumpy. It's stuck on a ship.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Can I tap the nearest trident? Do y'all have scuba suits? That may be a dumb question.
Our bodies are highly resistant to the pressures of the deep. So normally we have no need of such thing.
So we just gotta go swim, huh?
Ah, but you have a fleshy meat bag body with a skeleton on the inside.
Yeah, sometimes.
I try to keep it in there.
Is there somewhere I could buy a potion of water breathing or something like that?
Tridents can breathe underwater, so we have no...
you suck so bad.
I leave. I literally, I'm going outside.
Everybody in the water.
Wait, no, don't we need to talk to the soldiers?
No, he gave us the information.
Yeah, and I asked where to go, and she literally pointed at the entire fucking ocean.
Well, I'm set, you know, they've done some expeditions, so maybe we could, you know, rule some places out.
Yeah, they marked them on this map. I've already got that. There's like three spots.
All right, yeah, let's go.
No, three spots that it's not. Out of hundreds.
Yeah, that's good.
So, it's a start.
Are there more soldiers we can talk to? Can we get more information than that?
You could spend a good significant amount of time asking around, and I'd probably give you some additional information. It's just, how much time do you want to spend doing that?
Well, what time is it right now? Are we going to have to go to sleep anyway?
This is the night of your... This is still the same night, right? Of your original approach. Yeah. So you set off the other hive that sent them into a frenzy, and you're here now. So it's probably been maybe, I don't know, 2 hours, if that, since you first arrived back from the Sparkle Tavern Forest.
Yeah, I think we got to go now. I don't think we want to wait for the day. It's going to be hard to sneak around.
Ooh, I got an idea.
Oh, Lord.
All right, yeah, let's go.
Would you say we were here for a short rest amount of time before we do this, Brent?
That's fine.
Yay.
Are we by water? We by the water?
You're by the water.
All right, I want to taste it in one spot and then taste it in another spot and see if it tastes different, if I can taste my way there.
Oh, interesting.
That's good.
You know, it's got a much stronger magical taste the closer you get to the font.
Okay, I want you to roll... Man, I guess... What kind of check is this, guys? Is this perception? Arcana, I guess? Perception?
I mean, I feel like it I don't want it to be Arcana, but I feel like it has to be Arcana.
Okay, I'll give you Arcana check with advantage, since I like this idea.
Well, since I get advantage on Arcana checks with, if it relates to taste already, do I get double secret advantage?
No, that's
advantage?
Why you get advantage.
Yeah, well, it was worth a try. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah! Alright, 19.
Nice.
So, the two spots of water that you dip your tongue into are a little bit too close together. They taste pretty close to almost exactly the same, but you get a little hint of something that's a little bit different. And you check a different spot and you get a much different flavor. So there's definitely some uneven magics around here.
Thrasher, where does it taste the most magical? Pick your head up out of the water before you say stuff.
Does it taste different over here?
Okay, that's where we're going. I walk into the fucking ocean.
Wait, hold on. I just peed there. I didn't know he was going to drink it.
Oh, stop picking in the water.
They don't have bathrooms, Thrasher.
All right, I walk into the ocean where he's licking it.
Everybody gets 1d8 health as well.
Ooh.
Nice. Temporary or?
Forever.
What?
I cast Song of Rest on a short rest.
I think I'm full health.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a spell slot back.
I was low, so.
Okay.
Oh, how low? You need a health pot?
No, I healed one, so. Doing good.
One damage?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's doggy paddle and follow Thrasher.
Yeah, I guess we'll do that then.
All right, everyone's in the ocean, it sounds like.
Well, I'm going to fly right above them.
I'll put my Cloak of the Manta Ray on and swim circles around us and watch out for dangers.
I turn into a GPO.
What?
A giant Pacific octopus.
Oh, nice. All right, so you're scoping out this area, Thrasher, it sounds like, with tongue first?
Yeah.
Okay. So the flavors get a more intense in a specific spot. We'll say you find that spot, but you have to go deeper in the water to get more of that flavor.
How is Thrasher breathing?
Above the water right now, so air is how I'm doing it.
Yeah. You'll have to go deeper at the point you're at, though, to get more of that sweet flavor.
All right, guys, I gotta do some diving. If you guys can help me look around, that'd be great, because I can't really...
That was me as an octopus.
We know what it was.
Tyler, you know what octopus sound... Octopi? Octopuses sound like in this world.
It is octopuses. That is correct. I only know what they sound like if they're on roller skates and having a panic attack, to be fair.
That's a good point. Yeah, never mind. Or if they get surprised when the water parts.
All right, you're swimming downward, Thrasher.
Yep, I'm swimming.
All right, what's the flavor taste like? You're allowed to make it up.
Bubblicious.
Tastes like bubblicious.
Are we going to like have to go super deep? Like, we don't see, like, 8 feet away from us, right? Like, we're going down.
No, you can't see the bottom. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to grab on the Thrasher's back and polymorph him into a giant shark.
Thank you.
I have another idea if you don't want to waste a spell slot.
No, I got a couple, so.
Okay, my idea wasn't going to work anyway. I was going to see if I could wrap around his head and breathe into his mouth. It's an octopus. It's like a scuba tank.
Dang it. Why did you say that?
What do you mean? No, because he knew it wouldn't work.
I don't know. Brent sometimes gives me crazy stuff.
Why would he say it when he knows it's not going
to
fucking work?
Because I wanted to see it tried first.
I was just like, why is he getting so close to me? Oh my God.
Let's just all picture what that would look like in our heads real quick. Take a minute to do that.
Oh.
You good?
And moving on.
Okay. All right, everybody hold on. And I grab the dorsal fin.
Is it everybody? It sounds like it's just Copes, Thrasher, and Knox.
Yeah, I'm going. I can breathe underwater with my necklace. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, he's an octo. He's got the Cloak of the Manta Ray, right?
Yep.
Yes, he does.
I have a necklace of water breathing.
All right.
Here we go.
You descend down into the depths.
And now I can just constantly taste it as the water filters through my gills.
Purple gills.
Also, you have blind sight up to 60 feet.
What is blind sight?
I guess you can, like, sense movements in the water.
All right, so as you descend deeper, you feel a strange pulling sensation. Thrasher, you would feel it less than everyone else, but you feel a gentle tug at first on your clothing that you have on you. Maybe you feel your hair getting pulled a little bit. You wouldn't feel this really either, Copes.
Ooh. Because he's bald? Oh.
Ha, nice. All right, and suddenly as you reach a certain depth, you experience a nearly crushing sensation for just a moment. Thrasher, you are fine as a sea-dwelling creature. Copes, you're also fine.
Nice.
Now, Nox is holding on like a barnacle, which is a sea-dwelling creature. So,
that is true. Did you consider that?
So, Nox and Damarok, you feel yourself tugged, like almost like something is pulling you downward. Like an incredible pressure is coming down on you from above and shoving you deeper into the water. You can make a strength saving throw or an athletics check to resist, or you don't have to resist.
Is it the direction that Thrasher seems to be swimming?
Yeah, further down.
All right, well then I'm just gonna go.
I'll go as well.
I'm going.
All right. You feel something pushing down on your bones. You feel the air pushed from your lungs.
I don't have any bones.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I have cartilage.
Nox and Demrock, you take 14 bludgeoning damage as the pressure mounts.
Oh, no.
That's half of Nox's health.
It's a third.
Are there any cues that you give off, Nox, that you're in pain? Just wondering.
There is one, because I have to roll a constitution saving throw to see if Thrasher stays a shark.
Oh, no.
So I'll let you know if there's a cue.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I got a backup plan if he doesn't.
You're getting the beach straw. Yeah, that's an 8, so I scream and Thrasher turns back into a flesh boy as I get sucked down.
Oh, my God.
How deep are we?
200 feet deep.
Damn.
I grab Nox and Dimension Door up.
Okay. But Thrasher, you do take some damage. I'll just take 14 damage like everyone else did. Bludgeoning.
Reasonable.
You can hold your breath for like a minute per level of your constitution or something, can't you?
It's something crazy. It's like a crazy amount.
Then I won't do that yet.
I message Thrasher, open your mouth! And I suction cup onto his face with my beak in his mouth.
With the octopus on your face, you can no longer taste the magic. And also, you're blind.
And really uncomfortable.
And you probably can't breathe, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So it says you can hold your breath for 1 plus your constitution modifier minutes, which is a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, I can hold my breath for 6 minutes.
What are you guys doing?
I'm swimming down.
I'm going deeper.
We're letting the font take us.
Yeah, we've let Jesus take the wheel, and we're just going with it.
All right, the pressure mounts. You feel incredible crushing weight pushing on every bone, every organ. Your organs are evenly distributed, Copes, so you're fine.
Yeah, I feel great.
So you no longer have the option of escaping from the pressure because you are pressure above you still. So your options are you continue downward and you will take increasing crushing damage, or you can retreat upward and take less crushing damage. But you're going to roll a strength saving throw either way to resist some of these effects.
Can I squeeze Thrasher?
Yeah.
You know, like those pressure suits they wear in planes?
You can squeeze them. That's all I'll say.
All right, I'll squeeze the fuck out of you. Actually, I'm going to grab Nox. He's smaller.
I've got a plan.
Well, I'm backpacking you.
Okay. That's going to make my plan substantially more difficult. I don't think the Cloak of the Manta Ray has to be attuned to. I think you can just use an action to flip it up and use it. So I am going to give it to Thrasher so he can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to cast, I can use a sorcery point to cast Odaluk's Resilient Sphere so I can do it without verbal components. and encase myself in an impenetrable bubble.
Is that bubble full of water?
I don't think so. I didn't look.
I think it is, man.
It seems like it would be.
I think it's full of water.
Let's see. A sphere of shimmering force encases a creature. Nothing, not physical objects, energy, or other spell effects can pass through. It's immune to all damage. A creature inside can't be damaged by attacks or effects originating from the outside. Not looking good so far. It's weightless. A creature enclosed. Hold on. I'm running out of words. Okay, it doesn't say that.
I mean, you'd hope it would also bring air if that was something that you wanted to argue. Imagine you just close yourself in a sphere. There's no air in it.
Yeah, it's got to have oxygen. Maybe there's it's 90% water, but there's just enough for me to stick my mouth out of.
How long does the thing last?
Up to 1 minute.
So I'd say it would probably protect you from the pressure, but it doesn't move once you've summoned it.
It says an enclosed creature can use this action to push it and roll it up to the creature speed, or half the creature's speed. Or it can be picked up and moved by other creatures. So I figured it would keep moving.
Oh, okay. I got you.
If it's full of water, I'm keeping the cloak.
I mean, it's probably full of water, but it would be protecting you from the pressure. So I'll let you make a choice there.
How big is it?
It's only enough for one creature.
It is large enough to contain the creature or object inside.
Yeah.
So if you cast it on Copes, then it would have both of you in it. Oh, wait, he's a giant octopus.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Go ahead and decide what you want.
I'm just going to put it around myself.
Put it around yourself? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no air in there.
Yeah. That's fine. I can hold my breath.
Everyone else make your strength saving throw.
Except me, right?
Except for you.
Nice.
Dimrock got a 17.
27.
Really good.
27.
Can I try to catch a fish?
Yeah, you can.
What is that? Athletics?
It looks like everyone who rolled one passed. You take only 14 bludgeoning damage. And make a roll to catch a fish, I guess.
19.
Alright, you caught a fish.
Nice.
That's why I actually cast the sphere, because the fish scared me.
You felt one rub up on you?
And you see Nox floating in his globe, and you're just pushing against the side, swimming against the side to move it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I stick on the back of it and jet to propel him?
You sure can.
Well, I'm doing that.
I'm just pointing up at you like...
I'm like...
Alright, you're propelled far ahead. Alright, as you descend even deeper, you now feel that pressure pulling you upward. Like it is actively hindering you from swimming downward now at this point. So you're going to make one remaining strength saving throw. Copes, you're going to make it with advantage. Oh, wait, no, you're not. This is... No, never mind. You can pull out.
Eh.
Don't say anything. And then Nox is with you.
I can feel you coming. You can pull out.
It's just Demarok and Thrasher swimming downward, trying to escape the pull of whatever this force is.
Just keep swimming.
28 this time.
Jeez. Dang. We got Michael Phelps over here.
We found the one athletic thing that Thrash can do.
Demarok got a 10.
The pressure is at its greatest right now.
Am I just having a pleasant swim?
Yeah, it's really nice. All right, you take, 51 bludgeoning damage.
Oh!
I'm unconscious.
All right, you see a bunch of blood spurt out of Demarok's face.
Oh my gosh.
Is it my face?
It's not just your face.
I can't cast spells as an animal, right?
Cannot, and you see Demarok fall limp in the water.
I grab him.
You grab him? All right, you had a 28 on your strength check, so you're able to pull him free. It doesn't seem like he's doing that well, though. He's looking a little flat.
Do we see a cave or something we can go into?
Looking downward, you see probably a couple dozen different cave entrances.
real close together, like they're probably interconnected.
That's possibly an inference you could make, but, you know, I'm not going to say for sure.
I'm going in one.
All right, and you're manta ray swimming, right?
Yep.
Okay, Demarok, roll a death saving throw.
What's that, just a 20?
Just a 20 plus your constitution bonus.
13.
13, that's a pass. You don't slip closer to death, but you can't breathe. So I feel like that's...
I can breathe. I have the necklace of water breathing.
Oh, you do have the necklace of water breathing. That's great that it's, you don't rely on any spells for that.
Haha, got him.
So you can breathe. Nice. Excellent. All right, you're just going to pick one?
Yep. Can I use my sense of taste to help that?
You sure can. You taste a lot of Demarok blood.
Gross.
Thank goodness you're not a shark anymore.
Roll an arcana check.
I say to the other guys, wait, can I communicate right now? Do we have the mental communication still going on?
Probably not.
Probably wore off by now.
All right, well, I make a mental note to talk to Demi about how much alcohol I can taste in his bloodstream. So what am I rolling to? You said arcana?
Arcana.
6.
Oh, no.
It was a critical failure and then a 6.
There are some caves in there. We're just going to just roll a D10 for me.
1.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hold on. I got to pull something up real quick.
That just means the first cave, which is the right one.
That's not what I was rolling for.
Oh, no.
I'm starting to think we weren't supposed to go this way.
To be fair, they said no one's ever been able to find it. We just walked out in the ocean and swam directly down.
Yeah, but we do that all the time.
But they didn't have Thrasher drinking the water.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
That's fair.
Oof. All right. So you swim in. As you approach the mouth of this cavern, you feel yourself being swept up in a current. Do you resist it or do you allow it to take you?
Let it take me.
All right, you quickly are pulled into this cave mouth. The water whisks you around in a multitude of directions. It'd be pretty difficult to keep track of exactly where you end up as you end up tossed around, overturned, shoved upward, downward. And finally, your head rises from the water.
Oh, Demi! And then I pour a healing potion in his mouth.
Make one more death saving throw, Demarok, just so they can play this properly.
16.
16. All right, you don't slip closer to death.
Nice.
What happened? I think we made it. I'm not really sure.
That gave you 44 plus 4, but assuming I could do it as an action, it's max.
20? That was the greater healing potion?
Where are we? We're in the caves. We made it, I think.
Oh, good. How's the water in here taste?
It's not quite the taste you were looking for. But it's close.
Man.
Can I push Nox's sphere into the current?
Back into the water so he just floats away.
Are we all there?
Yeah, it sounded like everyone was going into this tunnel. Not just Thrasher.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was certainly hoping so.
Nox, you are drowning in a sphere.
Yeah, well, it only lasts a minute, so I'm assuming it's going to pop.
All right, you're good then.
What's it sound like when it pops?
Yeah, what's it sound like when it pops? Oh, God! There wasn't air in there! They don't teach you that stuff! I thought for sure that would work. Oh, is there just, like, enough room for our heads here, or is there, like, a cave where we're climbing out?
So your heads have come above water. It is dark in here. Your dark vision extends. You only see a shallow pool at the edge of your vision. Stalactites hang from the ceiling. And it looks like the water becomes very shallow as you move a little bit further and you're able to stand. That's presumably where you would have left the healing potion. But at the limit of your dark vision, you don't see any solid land to stand on.
Is this it? Did we do it?
I slurp my way out of the water and look around.
Okay.
I doubt it was that easy. There's got to be more to it than that.
All right. Uniquely, Copes, what would you call the type of walk an octopus does? A slither, I guess?
Sliming.
You slime across the rock floor.
Yeah.
You find that this water basin, whatever it is littered with bones that are just barely submerged beneath the water.
What kind of bones are they?
Very large bones.
Ooh.
Do they look like animalistic or peopleistic?
Do you want to pull some out?
Yeah, I fling one to Nox.
Ow! What the hell, man?
Bones.
It's dark in here.
Bunch of bones over here.
Oh, let me check it out.
There's like a bunch.
It's a intelligence or a survival check to identify the bones, or maybe medicine even, but the first two are more appropriate.
I said all that mentally, by the way.
Let's go intelligence. It's an 11. A strong 11.
It's a bone.
It's not human or gnome bones.
I've never seen a bone like this. It's not my size, and it's not Thrasher's size.
Check this one out. I throw another one at him.
Ow! Dude! Stop!
What? Look at it.
Okay, let me check it out.
You want another one?
No. Ow!
I've got like six held up. Six of my tentacles.
Okay, so I just start piecing them together. Okay, so this is weird. It's got three heads. Four arms. This is all one creature? Huh. We're dealing with something weird, guys.
How unusual.
Is there anything else up there? Oh, wait, hold on. I've got an idea. Give me a second. Y'all converse. I'll be right back.
Okay, what are you doing, Nox?
I'm trying to look up. I don't think this would work at all, but I got the spell, some sort of raise dead spell that I used on the skeleton. But I think it's got to be like humanoid. I don't think that's going to work. Because it says it has to be dead for less than 10 days.
Copes, find a new bone.
I throw another one. I throw it at Thrasher.
Oh, someone's throwing stuff at you, Thrasher.
Oh, no. Rod Copes.
Oh, I forgot he hates that. Can I examine one?
Yeah.
I got good nature. I examine a bone. 17.
These are different types of giant fish bones.
These are different types of giant fish bones, Docs.
What kind of fish has three heads?
I think you built it wrong.
I don't... I mean, maybe.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay, I'm gonna... Can I raise dead one of these, Brent? Will that work?
One of these fish?
Yeah, is there one that's been dead for less than 10 days, Copes?
I feel like I know what you're thinking, and maybe we shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Were you going to talk to it?
I don't know. It's just I saw bones, and that's all I got, man.
You're getting real necromancy. You need to stop thinking that way.
It worked the last time.
Did it?
No. Are there, like, teeth marks on the bones or anything, or did they die peacefully?
Let me look. Brent, are they on there?
That's a great question. It looks like many of the bones are crushed or broken. You don't see teeth marks exactly, but many of them are cracked and twisted and busted in different ways.
A lot of these bones are pretty fucked up, bro. I mean, like, something really did a number on them.
Like the creature had a heart attack? Died peacefully in their sleep?
You really don't understand anything I'm saying, do you?
I'm not... thrilled by the situation. I'm just trying to make the best of it, man.
Yeah, I just said maybe don't bring him back to life.
Okay. I'm gonna. I don't know. We can't go back in the water, can we?
I can.
I can't.
Good talk.
One of us isn't gonna be able to breathe, so.
I give you back your cloak.
Can I go deeper?
The current intensely resists you, but as a creature of the water, you are able to slowly overcome it.
But I mean, is that all that's in this cave?
You guys haven't really looked much further. It's a large cave.
That's what I was saying. Can I go deeper into the cave?
Oh yeah, for sure. You can slime on.
Alright, I slime my way forward.
Okay, would you say that you're sliming like stealthily? Or would you are you sliming like casually? Or are you being like brazen and brash slime?
Yeah, I'd just do a little casual slime.
Casual slime?
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting the band name list out.
Casual Slime. That's a good one. Oh, we're Casual Slime, aren't we? Was that anything?
Hey.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, you slime forward. You see that the cavern expands in a number of directions all around you, but something quickly catches your eye as you enter about 100 feet. You're still on in water. You're like treading water.
Okay.
But you see a large, and I guess you'd be able to tell, it is a large mound of coral jutting up from the water.
Ooh. Is it bioluminescent?
Sure.
Nice.
The water gets a little bit deeper as you get, like, say, within 60 feet of it.
I message it.
Okay. What do you message?
Are you a thing?
Hold on. I need to write a description. This is a good spot to end this.
Seems like it might be a thing, right?
Someone can just do a regular intro. It doesn't have to be creative.
Welcome to Discount Heroes. Yeah.
Got him.
You said intro and it's an outro.
We know the difference between in and out.
I felt you coming.
That's what the coral says.
Oh, should I do that? That's what the intro should be? Is that kind of a outro? So I said it again.
What? I don't know what you're saying, Brent. I'm so confused.
Just chill out, man. Okay, this is good enough. This was harder than I thought it was going to be.
That's a good one, dude.
Good one.
Thank you for coming so many times and listening to Discount Heroes. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed each other making it.
Ugh. Gross.
You can follow us for thirsty pics on our Instagram page by searching Discount Heroes. Is that true, Matt? Because I need you to do that if it's not true.
Was I supposed to do other stuff?
Perfect. You can also gangbang around with us on our Discord page.
Oh, what is happening?
Oh.
My mother listens to the show.
Sorry, Mom.
And as always, thanks for coming along with us at the same time. At Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed.
Yeah, it's like we're running a train on your brain.
Oh my God. I'm shutting this off.
When she was living with me, I tried to get Ashley to watch Blazing Saddles with me, but she didn't like all the N-word.
What was the word?
Oh, you almost got me.
He almost tricked you.
You sneaky.
That's why he's got his camera on, because he's about to blast it.
Almost pulled a sneaky on me.
I need to look up my stats as an octopus, because I feel like that's going to come into play. Okay, well, I'm going to have to change out of this.
Oh, no. What did you do?
It has 3 hit points.
What?
That's what it says. Hit points, 3.
A giant octopus?
That's not a giant octopus. That's a regular octopus.
Oh.
Should be able to be a giant octopus.
Yeah, I can.
That's a challenge level 1 animal, which...
Yeah, I can.
It's not good. I can tell you that much.
This has 52 hit points. Look, got more hit points than you do.
Damn it, you're right.
Fuck you, bitch.
So does the fucking other octopus, though.